المرة اللي فاتت كلمتكم عن بداية سلسلة بعنوان حياة كذا. هحاول بنعمة ربنا نمشي في 10 محاضرات خلال الفترة الجاية هي تمثل حياة الخادم. يعني Last Sunday I was telling you about how to live a life of prayer, if you remember. Then the second step in building our spiritual life is to focus on the life of humility. I think all of you know quite well that humility is not only a virtue, it's a must. We need the humility to catch the kingdom of heaven. We cannot reach the kingdom of heaven without humility, without being humble. يعني ما فيش سما من غير تواضع. التواضع ده ضرورة لدخول السما. And you also know that the power of any servant, of any evangelist, is being humble like Christ. And the most important image of a servant is to be Christ-like, being humble. ربنا يسوع قال لنا تعلموا مني لأني وديع متواضع القلب. As if humility is the most important character in Christ himself. So, as written by some of the forefathers and Babachomius, he said, if you like to see Christ himself, go and search for a humble one. Just seeing a humble man, you can easily see Christ in him. So when we speak about life of humility, it's not an action of humility. It's not just like saying some words of humble people. It's the complete life of a humble man. It covers all aspects of life. So I'll give you some verses. First of all, in Matthew chapter 11, learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Again, with the start of the Sermon on the Mountain, Christ said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The poor in spirit is more or less the same like lowly in heart. It's the same meaning. Again, St. Peter said, therefore humble yourselves. When he says humble yourself, this means that humility or being humble is not only a gift from God. You have something to do. You have some part on yourself. You need to work on it. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you in due time. Again, in the Old Testament, in Zephaniah chapter 2, seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth, who have upheld His justice. Seek righteousness, seek humility. So we are just obeying the commandment of seeking humility. تعالوا ندور على التواضع, تعالوا نطلبه, تعالوا ننشغل به. In order to be a good servant, we need to live the life of a prayer man, and we need to be always humble, to live the life of humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. حتى في العربي ألطف, تسترون يوم سخط الرب, مستور عليكم يوم يجي ربنا في الآخر. Will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger, hidden in His hand, hidden in His heart. So you will pass it easily, this day of judgment. I'll speak as last time on 3 levels. The level of the mind, the level of the acts, and the level of the words. What do you think being humble? How humble people think? What are the content of ideas in your mind as being humble? Next, we will move to what humble people do. What are actions of humble people? المتواضع بيعيش ازاي, بيسلك ازاي, بيعمل ايه بالظبط. The last level will be the words. What do you say? Being humble. What exactly you say all the day round. First of all, starting with the thoughts, the ideas. The first thought, being humble, is as easy as I'm just dust, I'm nothing, and I will be also dust, back to dust. Anta Adam turab wa ila turab ta'ud. This solid idea, when it's settled down in your mind, always think of yourself as being like this particle of sand or dust. You are not more than this. Will help you to be humble, because the content in the mind will help you to move as a humble one. تغير عن شكلكم بتجديد أذهانكم. You need, in order to change your behavior, to renew your mind first. By renewal of your mind, you can easily change your attitude, your actions, your words, whatever. Another important idea, that the content of a mind of a humble one. I have sinned a lot, and I deserve all punishment, discipline, and even judgment. أنا استاهل. Because you know, if you think it in a just way, justice, think justice, any single sin you had done, it was condemnation. So how much sin you had done before? So you deserve whatever pain in your life, whatever suffering in your life, you deserve more than this. This idea is important in the mind of humble ones. On the same way, you may think, I caused Christ a lot of pain. I am the reason of his suffering. He suffered because of my sins. He was crucified because of me. And also, maybe I let others suffer because of me. I am the reason of his suffering, and I'm the reason of many people also suffering. Again, another important idea for the humble people. I took a lot. If you put anyone in your place, maybe some people, if they have the chance to live your life, maybe they would have been like a saint. But you had taken a lot. But though, you couldn't do the will of God. So when you just remind yourself with how much gifts you were given, and you had lots of good things in your life, and still you did not do the will of God. Another important idea, I'm thinking positively how to think in a humble way. You understand the way. I'm not speaking now about what do you say as humble man, or what do you act, what do you do. No, how do you think? This is the start of being mutawada. Another important thought, I do not have an excuse. I will never have an excuse in whatever sin I do. Because the Bible said once, man, you have no excuse. Because I know what's wrong and what's right. I was given the Holy Spirit. I was given the miracle of being son of God or daughter of God. I was given the knowledge of the Bible. So I have no excuse. Maybe some people may have some excuse, but I do not. It's my problem. Another important idea, if it was not for God's protection and grace, no one would have loved me or endured me. Because of his kindness, because he covered on my sin, people respect me, people see me good. But actually, if they see the full picture, the whole truth, nobody would respect me. So when you think this way, this will keep you on a low heart level. Again, another important idea. By the way, all these ideas were words of the saints, but I'm putting them like just ideas, contents in your mind, mindset. When you think this way, we can easily move to the second stage of doing actions in a humble way. Another important one is, God is the reason for everything good in my life. Whatever good in my life, I have no role. Actually, it was given to me. The health, the mind, the intelligence, the success, the family, I was brought up as a good one. So all these things were given as gifts. So why should I see myself better than anyone? Why I look down to people? Actually, I was given a lot. Again, on the same way, we may think in another way, all people are created in God's image. And all people, with no exception, were distorted in the image. We have different level of distortion, but actually we all brought up as God's image. So if you have any good, it's not yours, and if there is any bad in you, it's yours. Again, another good idea, when you put in your mind, it will help you to grow up in humility. God corrects me to purify me. God disciple me. God may let me suffer for some time or may have some hard time just to purify me. So whatever negative happening in my life, it's the key word of helping me to be better. Purifying my heart and my mind. So I'm actually indebted to God because He is pushing me to be better. Another good idea, I need a lot to learn. I'm still on the shore. I'm looking up to the sea, but I did not swim yet. I didn't go deeper. I don't know God quite well. I don't know many things in spiritual life. I have lots of things to know. Another important idea related to the humble mind, that I'm worse even than all beings, because if you make it in a wise way, all creatures on earth did not do except whatever was planned for them. The plants, the solid things, the animals, all these creatures are living by their gharaiz, by their nature. The only being on earth who got out of his way is man. يعني أنا كإنسان أنا الوحيد اللي كسرت القواعد، إنما أي حيوان أو كائن آخر ما عملش غير اللي الطبيعي بتاعه، بس أنا ما عملتش الطبيعي بتاعي. By doing sins I got out of the plan and out of my way. Another good important idea, if God's mercy abandons me, I would have been in hell now. You know, hell is active nowadays. There are many millions of people in hell now. And if any of us lose his life with no repentance, with no humility, he would rather be in hell now. So just living on earth, I'm still having the chance to be better. That's a gift from God. I owe him this. Another important idea related to humility, that Christ, the only God, when He chose to live on earth, He chose to be the poorest, the simplest, very meek one. He did not choose to be a king, to be rich, to live easily. Actually, He chose the tough life and the very poor style of life. And this will help you to think in a humble way. Another important idea, when you think that dignity and praises from people may hinder the kingdom's way, may stay against your salvation, this glory comes from men, may be kind of temptation, may not help you to catch the kingdom of heaven. Another one, when you think in what the Bible said, that God does not see faces, does not see people moving around, He just look and focus on hearts. So actually, if all people look up to you thinking that you are the best, you are very good, it had nothing to do with the evaluation of God. God evaluates people on their hearts, and that's far different from the evaluation of anyone. This will help you to think in a humble way. Another important idea, that many people who are first in this life will be last in the other life. And many of the last people living on this life will end up being first. So if you look to yourself as being one of the best in the front of people, the people praise you, actually wait a minute, maybe with the end of the days your position will be in the last. The second stage of humility is how to move to act as a humble one. Christ was not only humble in his heart with the mind did the same in the Bible. So he thinks in a humble way, but also he acted as a humble man. So what sort of actions humble people do? First of all, humility is a virtue always related to obedience, to submission. If you are humble, you will easily obey whatever commandment, whatever rules, whatever regulations. You are happily follow others. You don't have any problem in this. But being not humble, it's not easy for you to say harder, to say okay. It's easy for you to ask why. When you ask frequently why, actually you are full of pride. You see yourself as a wise man. But if you are humble, you will easily trust others, starting by God, the Bible, the priest, the people, the servants, and everyone. So obedience is not only to the church or the Bible, but also wisely to everyone living around. Again, another important action related to humility is that when you choose to be at last. You choose not the front, but the back ones. Taking the last places, always a way of acting among people. So escaping any glory or any praises. Again, being a humble one, you can accept humiliation, accept toil, accept blaming, accept advices. But people do not easily accept any negative comments. People tend to accept positive comments. Another good action related to humility, that you accept doing the lowly tasks. When you go forward and you run after the deeds which people run away from, the lowly deeds or tasks that may not be liked by other people. So this is the attitude of humble people. Remember that Christ himself sat down and he washed the feet of his disciples. This kind of tasks not liked by anyone. Again, you know, the hectic services, the troublesome services. Again, another action of humility is to accept trials or tribulations or hard time thankfully. When you thank God on whatever happening in your life, this kind of praying thankfully is an action of humility. But when you pray like saying, why God you are doing this and that? Why don't you listen to me? why don't you answer me? This way of why actually comes out from a proud heart. One see himself as good. That's why he does not accept the will of God. Another good action of humble people is the passion to know more. The passion for discipleship. You need to know more. You need to learn. You need to study. You feel always like you lost many years and you need to be better in many fields. This feeling will appear on this passion of discipleship. Another good action when you choose the simple choices. The humble one lives anywhere, eats whatever, drinks whatever, accepts all conditions. He is kind of a shakhs murih. You never think of how to please him. He is very easily pleased. Anything pleases him. ما عندوش طلبات، ما عندوش رغبات. مش فارق معاه، كله حلو، كله حلو. وفعلا من قلبه. أي قعدة وأي نومة وأي مكان وكله جميل. طبعا this is kind of humble attitude. But for those who are picky, who choose for themselves what to do, how to sleep, how to eat, how, this way is not related to humility. Again, also, the forefathers said that humble people are usually quiet people, tend to be quiet. Not all quiet people are humble, but all humble people are quiet. Quiet in their action, in their attitude, in their mood, in their way of talking. So these hyperactive ones sometimes are not humble enough. The last level of humility is the level of what you say. If you have such a humble heart, if you think in a humble way, if you feel humble feelings, if you have this attitude of humble people, Christ-like, now what do you say? What kind of words you use usually? First of all, you tend not to speak. You prefer silence. The humble people are not happy talking. They are happy being silent. Remember Saint Mary, who is the perfect icon of humility. She tends to be silent. She speaks very little. Those who speak very much, they are proud of themselves usually. But you know, we have to say, like, wise silence, because not all silence is wise. Sometimes you need to speak. You need to say good words. Again, another form of humble wording is, you know, when you speak, you prefer to speak at last, not in the beginning. And also, you speak whatever the subject in a calm way, in a quiet way. Another important point, being humble, you tend to encourage others. You are happily encouraging everyone. You can see the good in everyone. And usually you comment positively on the good on everyone. So this is the attitude of the humble character. Also, if you are really humble, your heart is full of praises and your words are full of thanksgiving words, praising God. So for those who in their prayer tend to thank God fluently, graciously, this means that their heart is full of humility. But for those who tend in their prayers to ask, to request for many things, they see themselves good people, so they are proud of themselves. Again, other kind of words related to humbleness is the words of submission. حاضر عناية ليكن ليك قولك أنا أمة الرب اللي تشوفه اللي يريحك ما عنديش مشكلة. The attitude of obeying, the words of حاضر with all يعني الparaphrasing بتاعها, is important as words related to humility. The same way words of appreciation. The humble one used to appreciate whatever people doing good around him. Words of apology. You can know easily the humble man because he can easily say sorry and from his heart. He can see his wrong, his sin, his mistakes easily. He admits easily in praying, I did wrong, Samihni Ya Rab. And also in relationships, I'm sorry, I was wrong. This means that this one is really humble. Also, words of humbleness, when you ask for forgiveness, please forgive me. And this is not only related to the relationship to God, but also in interactive personal relationships. Lastly, I would say, beware of talking much about yourself, achievements, relations, missions, whatever kind of achievements in your life. When you talk much about your family, your study, your relations, sometimes one may say, I know Fulan al-Fulani. And this is, you know, definitely kind of feeling proud of himself. Again, beware of clinging to an opinion when you just think that you are the only one who understands things, and people think wrong. How could they not see what I'm seeing? Again, beware of tending to domination and control. Somebody may tend to control people, to master things, to be the supervisor of whatever happening around. This tendency is far away from being humble one. The humble one can follow others happily. But some of the leaders, they are full of pride. And being a good leader does not mean that you cannot be a good follower. Actually, all of you should be good Christian leaders, but following perfectly the leadership of God, of the church, of the Bible, of the priest, of whoever God put in your life. Beware of stubbornness and arguing. Those who tend to argue things, actually they are far away from being humble. Again, we said that the humble people accept things easily. They do not argue much. Beware of thinking a lot about yourself. When you think all the time, what do I want to do? What people say about me? How do I look now? So you are the focus of your mind. You are self-centered. You think of yourself most of the time. Now you can never be a humble one. So beware of this. While thinking of others, what others need, what others wish. How can I please these people? This way of thinking is the way of humility. Beware of hypocrisy and seeking praise. Some people may do whatever they do just to get praises from people around and to show themselves off. Beware of finding comfort at the expense of others. Beware of lying or cheating or covering some points just to cover your mistake, to show yourself as perfect one. Beware of condemnation, judging others. That's a major problem related to the sin of pride. Beware of anger. خطيئة الغضب دائما لها علاقة بالكبرياء. Also beware of complaining. لما تشكي كتير تأكد ان في كبرياء جواك. Beware of self-justification. When you just justify yourself, you need to see yourself as innocent. So you know you project whatever mistake upon the shoulders of others. طبعا طريقة الإسقاط دي معناها أنت مش عاوز تشوف نفسك غلطان أبدا. Again, The life of humility is the life of saints. And if you are really a humble evangelist, you will gain a lot. You will save millions of people. People will look up to you. It's not an idea of how do you think, what kind of knowledge you have, how much experience you had. No, Habibi, it's always related how much humble heart you have. لو عرفت تحافظ على تواضع القلب ده تأكد ان ربنا يعمل بيك معجزات وممكن تخلص ناس كتير قوي لمجرد انك متواضع بس وكل العلم وكل الحكمة وكل المهارة وكل الخبرة تقف عاجزة عن انقاذ النفوس. صلاتك تبقى مستجابة جدا، علاقاتك تبقى ناجحة جدا، ابواب تفتح قصادك بسرعة جدا، مشاكلك تتحل بسهولة قوي. So the blessings of being humble we can never count. Glory to God. Amen.